Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I've just come from a private screening of Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. I'm not really sure how I got the tickets, to be honest. I seem to have got on a list and they sent round an email and it said, you know, free tickets for this event. Apply here. So I applied. Well, I clicked on the link and then it said, to whom are you affiliated or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but in the list was things like BAFTA and other ones. And I'm like, so I just ticked other. Anyway, I was successful in getting a ticket and I went along to that this evening. And then there was a question and answer with one of the directors who is, you know, he's fascinating to listen to. I mean, he's got a lovely French accent, so that always helps. And it's very, very funny hearing a guy with a French accent say the F word and then say, excuse my French. I thought that was very funny. But yeah, it was really interesting. I remember at the time being very sad, obviously, because I think being a child of a certain era, I watched Superman as a kid and it was a great movie. And yeah, so Superman, Christopher Reeve, has a special place in your heart, really, doesn't he? Well, he does for me. And I remember being terribly sad when he had his accident. But I also remember thinking, if anybody's going to walk, it's him. And I think it's doubly sad, really, because the work that he did in his life, you know, the fundraising and the pushing the science and so on, has meant that people who've had an accident since he had his are now walking. I mean, it's just incredible. And I also didn't realise quite the extent to which he was starting to move his body not long before he died. You know, he had movement in his hands, and he was kind of able to, I'm trying to think of the muscle, probably the, what's the muscle? I think, but you know, in your thigh, that sort of area, he was clearly in a swimming pool, able to sort of pushing himself back using that muscle, which is just staggering because I genuinely didn't know he'd done as much as that. And you can see the pain and anguish on his face as he's doing some of the exercises. So it must have been so hard, such incredibly hard work. But the other thing I really wasn't aware of was, you know, the love of his life, his wife, passed away very, very soon after he did from suddenly finding out that she had grade 4 lung cancer. And she never smoked a day in her life, apparently. But yeah, she had this lung cancer and then died fairly soon after he did, which is so awful because they had a young son. But that said, the young son and Christopher Reeve's two children, obviously adults now, two children from his first relationship have carried on their work. So yeah, I learned a lot. And it was also beautifully done. They used, because obviously I think documentaries can be quite dry. And I think as the director said himself, you know, when the most of the story is about a guy who doesn't move, it's quite a tricky one to make interesting and to appeal to everyone. And he even said that he'd had some very negative comments initially when he was trying to get funding about, you know, some old white guy from the 80s. I'm quoting there as well. So whoever said that should be ashamed of themselves. But there you are. It was good. Yeah, and that's what I was saying. The cinematic part of it, they used kind of a stone figure of Superman in space. And he said that the figure is kind of, if you look up, he's reaching out. But if you flip the stone on its head, you know, turn it around, it looks like he's actually reaching to break his fall. I thought that was very clever. And also there's parts of it where it kind of breaks in places and kryptonite bursts out, and it bursts out around his spine and, you know, to show his weakness, really. So very well done. Worth going. I actually saw a trailer for it when I went to see a movie last year. And I thought, well, that looks interesting. I'd like to see that. But it's never come out. It's never come out in a cinema I've known. So there you go. It was meant to be. I was meant to be there, even though I'm not quite sure how I got there. The other bit of sad news of the week is Brandy died. Now, Brandy is the actress. Would you call her an actress? She's the dog in Afterlife. And she's the one that saved Ricky Gervais's character in Afterlife. And she's a beautiful German Shepherd. And sadly, she died this week. So Ricky has posted about that. And I'm sure he's pretty devastated because he spent a lot of time with her. And she was such a beautiful dog and very well behaved and just great, great animal. They say never work with children and animals, don't they? But I don't think he was worried about that. So, yeah, that's sad, isn't it? But, I mean, I think she was pretty... She was getting on in dog years, you know, so to speak. And then the only other thing I did was I went to see Here, which starred Tom Hanks. Now, I've previously said that I will always see something with my two top Toms, being Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise. If they are in a movie, I will go and see it. And honestly, Tom, you're on your first verbal warning, because this film was just, it sacrificed decency, in my opinion, and I'll come on to that in a minute, but it sacrificed that for trying to be clever. The concept is interesting. You know, the whole film was shot from one angle, and it's shot in the living room of a property that was built 200 years ago? No, turn of the century. So 125 years ago. And it's shot in that room, and it just shows what happened on the land post-dinosaur, and then it shows these various families that lived in this property, and it just flashes backwards and forwards. But my main takeaway was it was really misogynistic. And that's why I've put Tom on his first verbal warning, because quite frankly, he should know better. I was quite irritated by it in lots of places. And it's hard really to talk about without making this podcast really long. And I'm cognizant I've spoken longer than I normally do. So just, yeah, go see the movie and you tell me that movie's not misogynistic. And I will then tell you where you're wrong. Anyway, that's pretty much my week. I will speak to you Monday. Much love and gratitude.